This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Jessica Ball of The Art Garage and local artist Justin Fenwick, also known as Donkey Punch. They're here to tell us more about the exhibit Three the Hard Way, opening tonight at The Art Garage. Jessica and Justin, it's great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, before we get into the exhibit itself, Jessica, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about the Art Garage for people who maybe haven't been there before?
Sure. The Art Garage is a studio and gallery that was created to kind of bridge the gap. Myself as an artist wanted a place to create, and I wanted to share that experience with everyone possible. I wanted them to view art, those that otherwise might not feel comfortable walking into the other fine art establishments here in town. And I wanted them to come in and create recreationally, try out new things that they haven't done before. So we do classes and workshops, and we have recreational art, and we even went so far as to create art parties. So you can celebrate with art for like birthday parties and family reunions and team building workshops. I benefit from every artist that comes through there, whether they're teaching a class or showing in our gallery, the musicians that have come through for our first Friday events. And I have just seen so many people come and go that have had a great experience there. And that means a lot to me to be able to create, to be able myself to experience other artists' work and to share a learning experience and, you know, just people get to come in and absorb art too there, and that I'm just excited we get to do this.
And you have this wonderful thing called drop-in art.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Drop-in art occurs Wednesdays from 4 to 7 and Fridays and Saturdays from 1 to 5. With the exception of the first Fridays of each month, we close an hour early to get ready for our show. It takes about an hour. You just drop in, and we provide all the art supplies. We have a project of the day to share. It usually is an acrylic painting on canvas. We do watercolor painting and some nice watercolor paper once a month. And you can try our project of the day, or you can flip through my big book of custom stencils, or you can draw your own thing. And so we'll give you some ideas to try and turn you loose and help you as little or as much as you need as you paint and create. It's for all ages and all abilities. So we also have, like I said, the custom stencils or sometimes some transfer papers to help you get some ideas onto canvas, so then the fun can really be in painting it in.
And so when you do events like these, who are the people who are coming in? Are they people who maybe, you know, did a little bit of art back in high school or middle school, but they haven't really been in touch with it before? Are these people with no particular background in art? And, you know, and what are you hearing from them as they're on their way out?
I thought it would be a place that would appeal to people who are really interested in creating and just want a place to go and be around that. I get a lot of people who have never created before. They look a little nervous, and then they come in and they have a great time. They have a successful creative experience. I come across people who want to create, but they don't have the time or the supplies. And so this is a great way for them to get away and designate a time and have the supplies and have someone encouraging them and giving them some tips and tricks. And I've also find a lot of people who maybe are retired or empty nesters, and now they have the time to go back and revisit something that they enjoyed but didn't have the time to do before. I've seen it all ends of the spectrum and all ages and all abilities. And this is what keeps me going, because it's a lot of work and I enjoy it. But to hear them have a positive experience, like, this was great, this was fun, this was relaxing, I was having a hard day, I didn't know I could do this, it was great that our family could create together. It really does edify me to hear when people have a good experience there.
And let's talk a little bit about the exhibit that's on display at the Art Garage. It's called Three the Hard Way. It features the work of three local artists, including you, Justin. And is there any kind of theme or connective tissue that, you know, that connects your work to the works of the two other artists who are in the exhibit with you?
First, we're all friends. Mm-hmm. Me and Darius Curbserve are actually relatives. We're related. So our art inspirations have always bounced off. Keith, I've known for quite some time now, and he's an amazing artist as well. So I take it as a privilege to be able to do an exhibit with these guys. The Three the Hard Way title really kind of comes from three guys who had to do it the hard way. None of us have ever gone to college for our art. We all kind of started off in the street and kind of did it the hard way. We're also not traditional artists from most points of view. We kind of take different elements from things that are out on the street and incorporate it into art and, you know, try to present it in a different way. I think with my stuff, a lot of people kind of mix it with fashion, but I look at the art aspects of it. I just use a tennis shoe as my canvas instead of just a regular canvas. Darius, the same with cars, and he does things with mannequins and things like that. The inspiration behind what you're doing and your art can just be placed on anything depending on what, you know, what's the thing that drives you, you know, so.
So, Justin, you have in the studio with us today this incredible pair of Nike Air shoes on the table here that you have customized, and really they're truly a piece of art. Can you tell us a little bit about the shoes that you brought in today?
The particular shoe is a Nike Air Force One. It was completely all white, so all the colors, everything that you see on it was added to it, except for the bottom. The bottom was lime green already. Really, the inspiration behind the shoe was kind of like a party rock. You know, at the time when I was doing the shoe, the song was kind of playing a lot, and I just kind of wanted to do something that was very flashy and something that you would be drawn to. This actual shoe was for a client who kind of gave me kind of the idea of the colors that they wanted to go with and just kind of let me go off into whatever direction I wanted to. And I believe it was the first shoe that I ever tried the spikes with, which really is just kind of off of women's high heels, which is really what it really came from, and just kind of taking it over into sneakers. And then I'm trying to incorporate some Swarovski crystals just to give it more flair and once again bring something that has completely anything to do with what I do. And the shiny stuff that's on this is actual, it's foil for women's nails. So what I try to do as an artist is incorporate things that have nothing to do with, like, there's no blueprint, you know, you just create. So that means, you know, 5 out of 10 things may not work, but 5 might. So you just try to, you know, incorporate things, and then you build from there, you know. So I think that that's what the great part of, like, trying to be creative is, you know. There is no set thing. You just kind of go with it, and you try to find something that satisfies you and then present it out and see how everybody else takes it in.
And so will this pair be on display as part of the exhibit that's opening?
Yes, it will.
Jessica, tell us how you decided to bring in these 3 particular artists and maybe your first interaction with them and how you came across them in the first place.
I always enjoy bringing art and artists to the art garage that are emerging artists or maybe haven't had a show before, or I know people haven't seen something like this before. In the case of 3 of the Hardway, I recognized Donkey Punch and Curb Server when they came to a First Friday art show at the Art Garage. I was excited to see them walk through the door. I knew who they were because I had seen the shows done on them. I think it was on PBS. I can't remember the name of those videos. I don't know. The Illinois Arts.
I believe it played for a year.
The articles and the arts partners. And so I was excited to see them in the gallery. And they were there for Morris Medness photography exhibit. And he did an amazing exhibit on the closing of Macy's and the mannequins. Mm-hmm. And so they walked in and they're like, hey, we bought some of those mannequins and we're going to graffiti them out. And I was like, cool. I'm excited. When you do, let me know. Maybe we can get something going. So after a while, I think I formally approached them and asked if they would be willing to somehow. I knew they had unconventional art and not everyone gets to see it. Mm-hmm. And I asked them if they would be willing to somehow share that through the art garage. And I don't like to ask them to like edit their art in a way that it can be presented in a gallery. I know that's hard. We can't have like a big car show on Main Street, although maybe someday we can. But I think I asked them if there was somehow some way we can showcase this in the art garage. And I think it stemmed from those mannequins. Like, yeah, when you get those done, we could do a show, we could showcase your shoes. And so we met and we talked about it and we figured out a way to get them in. And I'm just so happy that they accepted and, you know, and are willing to share of themselves at the art garage. They don't need my help. It's not like they're emerging artists that need a boost. They are very successful in what they do. They're the best at what they do. They're nationally recognized for what they do. I just want Peoria to know that they're here and that they're doing this amazing work, and you have got to see this. place, you've got to experience it. I even wanted to do it in November so that if people are inspired to have something customized as a holiday gift or for themselves, that that's an option and that's out there. But again, I just wanted to show them off. I want people to see what I saw in them and in their work and understand the message, too, of where it comes from. And that's important, this type of art. And I don't think we need to label it with urban art, but the story of it comes from their neighborhoods. And there are car cultures out there. There's shoe culture out there. And even what Keith with Creative Works, what he does, his custom caps are amazing. But he also does a lot of live painting at concerts and summer shows. And there's a culture there, too. And the type of work that he creates is so highly recognized and appreciated there as well. And I just really wanted to make sure people see this.
Justin, can you also tell us, as an artist who is working with clients on customized projects, so someone comes to you with an idea for a shoe or something that they specifically are wanting to be customized, tell us a little bit about that mix of just personal inspiration and then working for a client or a person who has some specific asks for the end result for that art project?
Usually I've been fortunate enough that people see my work and they kind of maybe have an idea, but they go, well, I'm going to let you go ahead and do it, which is always, honestly, from the artist's perspective, is the best thing, because then you're not stuck in to little boundaries and you can kind of play with the palette. So it all really starts with a vision of like what particular is the model shoe that you're going to do, because there's different things that can be done with different shoes. Things can be taken apart. Things can be added. And the aesthetics of the shoe is completely different. Like, this would be different from like an Air Jordan shoe. There'd be different things, different lines. So if you usually get like a particular theme. For instance, I have an Undertaker shoe that I have to do for a huge client. I can't say any names right now, but it is a celebrity. And it's going to come in like The Undertaker, which is a WWE wrestler, has a kind of, he's an Undertaker graveyard. So he has things with coffins and things like that. The shoes will actually come in like a wood coffin, and the coffin will open and have like purple velour with the tuck and roll, and his logos will be, in, you know, etched into the wood and things like that. And then the shoe will be catered all towards the Undertaker with the purple. He's like purple, black, and gray. And I still don't even have everything to that, because it comes as it goes. You know, you start to envision something, and then you might be at a Vonnie's eating a gondola and say, hey, there it is right there. And that's the cool thing about just, you know, being, it's just, you know, it's like, I think that your mind just wanders all the time. It's just always going, you know, and you know, it's like, that's the cool thing. It's just remembering all that stuff is the hard part. But that's kind of the process of how it goes. So.
And Jessica, we were talking before the interview, and I happen to live in the general neighborhood of the Art Garage, you know, near that corner of Main and Sheridan. And could you just talk a little bit about how that neighborhood, that corner, has changed over the last 4 or 5 years and what that community is becoming, and some of, you know, some of the art that's going on down there that maybe people don't know that much about if they're not in the habit of passing through the neighborhood?
I think the Sunbeam building, the studios on Sheridan in the old Sunbeam bakery warehouse, that's how I got into that neighborhood. When in their first year that they were developing, they had artist studios and a few really unique retail shops in the front. And there wasn't a whole lot going on, but about the same time, the Running Central left that intersection and Broken Tree Coffee opened. It was a pretty quiet neighborhood otherwise, going off of my memory, but the Sunbeam building had a lot going on. I feel like I give credit to them kind of giving a rebirth to the neighborhood, to quote Justin there. But it was hidden. It was even hidden from me when I was searching for places to, you know, just searching for places. Where can I find art? What's going on? And I was dreaming of a studio and a space. And when I came across the name, I had never really seen the building before. So I understand that that was kind of hidden. In the first year we outgrew our space, we went into an empty storefront on Main Street. next to Costume Trunk. And after our first year, that whole first year, there were about six empty storefronts around us. Even though there were some businesses around us, those businesses have been there for 20, 30 years. So I hadn't seen anything new, really. But there was a lot of empty storefronts. So after our first year, about six of those storefronts filled in. And that was pretty exciting. So what was going on in the block behind us was kind of, you know, drawing people out to the little businesses sprouting on Main Street and vice versa. Everyone was reflecting light onto each other. And they had the neighborhood cleanups just to try and keep the neighborhood looking good. A lot of wind blows down Main Street, so does a lot of garbage. And the community garden was set up by the Renaissance Park Community Association to make the neighborhood look good and to provide food for people. And so, you know, just things like just trying to improve the neighborhood to draw people in. We really didn't want to change it too much. We just wanted to make it the best it can be. We really respect the diversity in the neighborhood, the businesses that have already been there before us, the ones that have come in. And they're in the pedestrian-friendly, positive urban environment. We don't want to overdevelop to look like a shopping center where you can't have a unique small business. We want it all the positive things of an urban environment, the bicycle-friendly, the pedestrian-friendly, the small shops and unique businesses. And then also as being labeled as an art community. I think that was really important because the Sunbeam building provided a place for artists to use for people to create. And, you know, and that brought in some unique people to the coffee shops and the bars in the neighborhood, too. Some people that enjoy the creative vibe, the, you know, the environment of being around creative people or just being able to be yourself, your funky self. And I think now, and people also kind of craved a retail presence there too. So you're seeing some more retail shops come in. And even back in the Sunbeam building, maybe instead of being that quiet creative place, now it's turning into a place where artists are getting a lot of traffic. So they're drawing in the type of artists that maybe have a lot of things to sell. You see a lot of jewelry and pottery artists back there too. Jeremy Draper's glass blowing shop brings a lot of people through for her classes and workshops and demos as well. And I think the fact that our business, you know, we do the classes, the workshops and parties, that brings a lot of bodies through too. So we're definitely trying to get, you know, the people traffic going through there, and they're coming for the art, they're coming for the shops, they're coming for the coffee and the great haircuts in our neighborhood too. And it's exciting. There's a life there. There's always been, that neighborhood's always been there and has such a history, and it's great to see a lot of life and a lot of presence there too, and the diversity that is still maintained in that area, in my opinion.
We've been talking with Jessica Ball from the Art Garage and with artist Justin Fenwick, who creates under the name Donkey Punch. The Art Garage is participating in First Fridays tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. Their current exhibit, Three the Hard Way, features the work of three local artists. They're located at 712 West Main Street in Peoria, near the corner of Main and Sheridan. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peoria Public Library will hold its annual local author fair tomorrow from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Peoria Public Library North Branch. Local authors will each have a table and have an opportunity to meet fans as well as sell books just in time for the holidays. A portion of the proceeds go to support the Friends of Peoria Public Library. For more information, call 309-497-2143. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.